Officials with New Hampshire's cold case unit say that the federal funding they've used to operate since 2009 is about to run out, and that without further funding, they won't be able to investigate more than 100 still outstanding cases. To learn more about the unit, we're joined by Kevin Flinton. He's the author of several books about high-profile criminal cases in New Hampshire. Hi, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Brady.
Why did this unit come about back in 2009?
Well, it had been a need of the New Hampshire State Police for some time. They didn't have a cold case unit, so if there were unsolved homicides, there really was no one around to actively pursue them. You know, there were local detectives, there were state police detectives that would keep a file on their desk of a particular case that really stuck with them. But it's nearly impossible to devote the amount of time necessary to investigate a cold case because new things keep coming up. You have to respond to the day's crimes. There really was nobody that was actively looking only at cold cases.
And so the law was put in place, the governor signed it, and the funding came from the federal stimulus law. And now this cold case unit is here. What does it consist of? Who's on it?
Well, it's a small unit of two full-time investigators, a part-time investigator, and a prosecutor from the Attorney General's office. They work in concert looking at all of the cold cases, the unsolved murders or missing persons cases in New Hampshire, going back, you know, three or four decades. There's also a couple of volunteers. There's one lady who's a retired teacher and librarian who has been scanning and collating and doing spreadsheets on all this information, helping them. You know, they go back and look at avenues that either, you know, ran out for the original investigators. They look at evidence a second time, try to dig up new information. It's a very tedious process.
And there have been several cases that have gone, that had been sitting for a long time, that have now been solved. Can you tell us a little bit about what they've been able to accomplish?
There's a lot that they've been able to do, and some other things that have happened behind the scenes that the public doesn't know about. There have been at least three arrests made from some cold cases, including a multiple fatality arson in Keene, a homicide in Manchester. There also have been several cases in which the unit has been able to get what's called an exceptional clearance. It essentially means that they investigated the crime and determined a certain individual was the culprit, but that person's either deceased or they're too old. For some reason, they cannot prosecute it. And the attorney general makes a determination that, yes, that's how that case would be. There's enough probable cause that we could go to trial with it. And it does provide some closure, they hope, for the families of the victims.
Is that issue that, you know, sometimes there are people that they find, well, this person was responsible, but we can't prosecute them. Is that going to make it more difficult as they try to secure new funding either from the state or from the federal government? In a time where everybody's looking at their budgets, we may need to try and put our resources where they can try to take care of something where they will be able to prosecute somebody.
Yeah, it's when you look at public safety police work, it's hard to parcel it out like an accountant, like what is really valuable. I mean, it's not just an important resource for the families of victims, which it is, but it isn't just a feel-good unit. What they're doing is pursuing justice, and it is important for our state, I think, to support that endeavor. What does it say about our state if we say that it's not a priority to go back and look at these cases when there's the opportunity to do so? I feel like those guys and women working there are not just, you know, working for the benefit of those victims' families, but they are there representing us. When they get somebody in the court, it's the state of New Hampshire versus that person. That's all of us. And that's why I think it's important to support them.
Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.